Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorla, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at expense and depth. Went hiking, went on the Appalachian Trail, and packed for my hiking trip, much like I would for any business trip, by very carefully throwing in everything into the bag at the last minute and running out the door. And so, first night, get up to camp. First night, everything's great. Pulling out my water, my sitting in the tent. First night, go to cook dinner. And realize there's no cook stove. Check my pack. I'm a big fan of redundancy. I could prove it. I mean, you want double tubes of toothpaste? No problem. You want floss? I've got two. Shoelaces? I had three. Extra water bottle? Check. Extra pump? Check. I mean, you name it, but no stove. The one thing that would have made for a good night, I was lacking. And this reminds me of defense in depth. You know, without careful selection of the tactics we're trying to defend against, you end up with all sorts of things you don't need, all sorts of weight you're carrying, and no dinner. Here's what ends up happening, right? I don't know really what the bad guys are going to do to me. So I should get a firewall. I should get an antivirus. Probably should get DLP. Probably should get this other tool. My peer at the company down the street said that they really like the SIM. I should probably get a SIM. I should probably get one of, let's make it two, vulnerability scanners. You know what I mean? You start adding all these expenses and you're carrying all these things up the mountain and they're weighing on your back. And at the end of the day, when the criminals come in, they somehow manage to bypass all that. You look at most breaches, it's not like the companies that were breached didn't have defenses, right? They had one or two or three, sometimes more of everything. It's just the one piece that they needed that was lacking. So that's when expense in depth comes into play. I didn't make up that term. I don't know who did. If you're watching this and you know, hey, hit me up on social media. But I love it, right? The ability to add a whole bunch of deep expenses without necessarily adding to the defense. Good defense in depth is very specific to the type of threats you're facing, very specific to the scenario that you want to prevent, and very specific to the type of tactics that criminals are going to use to obtain their objectives, right? Of course, good threat intel, and I don't mean IP addresses. I mean, what are the bad guys doing right now, and what do I need to do to stop them? You do that, you end up typically spending less, but it takes more time, it takes more thought, it takes more information, and at the end of the day, it creates a condition where your defenses are truly tuned to what the bad guys are going to try to accomplish. And hopefully you get dinner. So that's my story and I'm sticking to it. What do you think? What makes for a good defense in depth? Hit me up on social media or comments. What's a good camp stove? I think I've lost mine. Let me know about that as well. Cheers.